Let's continue on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's cross-country recipient is Mid-Prairie's Floyd Evans. Floyd, thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you for this interview.
So, Floyd, congratulations on the honor. Had a successful weekend this past weekend. You went over to Central College, had a meet there. Not only did you have the team title as Mid-Prairie took home the team, but you had the individual title as well. Just kind of break down the day.
Well, I think a lot of us were kind of nervous. It was a meet that we weren't used to going, and a lot of us had memories from going to Pella last year for the district meet. So we knew a lot of bigger schools would be there, and so we just got out there and raced to our best. I know a lot of us ran really well, cut down our times by a lot. The coaches were pleased, and I was just glad to see that we all pushed it and gave it our best and ended up winning in the end.
Very successful day there. Well, of course, the team is coming off of a championship a year ago, the first in school history. And with that, do you have goals for this year team-wise? I assume it's to repeat, but specifically, what did your team want to do in this 2017 campaign?
I think, yes, like you said, we're trying to see if we can go for a repeat as a team, but I think we're also looking at trying to get as many individual medalists as we can in the top 15. And I think right now we're trying to make sure we're ranked ahead of George Little Rock, but it's fun for us to just keep on trying to improve as a team and, yeah, just see how far we can go.
And then you specifically, your senior year, what's the individual goals you set out for yourself?
I think this year, you know, I would just like to just go all out, let it all out, however far God wants to take me, just getting my time as far down as I can. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm capable of, just place as high as I can, and just help lead the team.
Well, and you kind of led right into my next question. This being your senior year, what kind of leadership role specifically have you taken on, giving this as your last go-around?
Yes, I think I've been kind of sharing, I guess, that leadership responsibility, especially with Peyton Miller and Zach Pettit. But I think with me, it just, you know, allows an opportunity for me to really try to encourage the freshmen and the sophomores, trying to make sure they feel welcomed and that they're ready to come back and run harder when I'm gone. So.
Well, Floyd, to backtrack a little bit, let's go to that state meet a year ago. I want you to relive the emotions that your team felt as soon as you heard that the team was champions, and also how that energy and what you remember from that can really fuel your team this year as in hopes to get back to the same place.
You know, I think coming into the meet, we were really unsure of how we would do. I mean, we were ranked third, and we were like, well, if this person beats that person, then we might get a couple points higher. And there were a lot of places like that all around the team based upon placing. And it just seemed like everyone was kind of nervous, and we all wanted to make our best times. And I think we were all kind of, most of us were disappointed. We didn't quite run our best times that day, except for a few of us. And then I think we were just anxiously waiting. Peyton, Zach, and I, we didn't know whether or not we medaled. And then I just remember when somebody said, hey, good news, Mid-Prairie is number one. And we all shouted for joy, and it just became an atmosphere of excitement, I guess, and just happiness for the rest of the day. And I think, you know, really craving that. I think that's what I at least am looking for. And I think a lot of the returning guys are, would like to feel that again this year, and yeah, it just felt like an exciting atmosphere, and we definitely felt God's grace there.
Off-season wise, kind of go into your summer routine you had of what was kind of the off-season like as you prepared for the season?
Yes, well, this season looked a little bit different from most of my other ones. Up until the middle of June, I was right after the high school track season, I actually started competing in USHEF, the club summer track season. I ran all the way up through the state meet, and then the week after that, I did something I normally don't do. I took 3 weeks off and actually left on a mission trip to Ukraine. And I did a lot of walking there, but I think God actually gave me that time to just really rest up. I put in a lot of work over the winter and through the spring even, and so I think I used that, and then I tried to catch back up with a lot of tempo runs and, tempo workouts once I came back in mid-July. And then I've been building up on the speed ever since then.
Awesome. Well, kind of a fun one, our last one, cross-country specific. If you had to choose one course, maybe your favorite, what do you think that would be?
Well, I would say two of my favorites are state. I really enjoyed running on the course there. It seemed pretty simple and flat for the most part. But I also like to run on our home course because it's really fun to when our teammates, we can go, oh, okay, we know this hill is coming up, so we know how to run fast on this part and, you know, how to take it easier on this part so we don't burn out. And just having that experience of knowing what's going to happen next, I think that's one of the reasons why I like our home course so much.
Very good. Well, this is your senior year, graduating coming up here pretty soon. What's the plans for next year?
Honestly, I think I would really, really like to run for some kind of club, do some kind of running, whether I am running competitively or just waking up every morning doing a 5-mile run. I still would like to continue that and just keep on taking classes and learning. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, getting away from running, in your free time, what do you like to do?
In my free time, I think I really like to make music. I play the drums and the piano, and I have a guitar. I like to make music on those or spend time with my family of seven. We like to play a lot of games and talk to each other and have a lot of fun.
Very cool. What's kind of your favorite type of genre type music?
I guess Christian, contemporary, pop rock, I guess.
Very cool. Well, last question before I let you go, Floyd. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I think right now one of the core values that I believe in is humility, especially with the cross-country season, because it can be really easy to become prideful, like, oh, look at what I did, I can do this and that, and just to become self-centered. But one Bible verse that has really stuck with me lately is in Proverbs. It says that the horse is made ready for the battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. And so, you know, my duty is just to be ready and just to do whatever God wants me to do, because the victory, no matter what how it looks, it ultimately belongs to Him.
Well, it's been fun talking to you, Floyd. Congratulations once again on the honor, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Floyd Evans of the Mid Prairie Cross Country Team joining us here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Great week and career for Floyd. Good luck to him in the future. Let's step aside. We'll be back with more of the PM Sports Page right after this.